Two army aircraft left Prague for Japan on Tuesday evening to bring back selected Czechs, Poles and Slovaks, primarily women and children, from the disaster-stricken main island of Honshu. Among the evacuees are roughly half of the members of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, which was supposed to be touring the country for another week after the earthquake struck. In all, some 130 people are to be evacuated from the area with a promise of more army flights if the situation requires. Christian Falfi has this report.
The two special army transport planes were sent to Tokyo to take Czechs home who have requested evacuation. The first group includes around 130 people. Women and children, which include a number of Slovak and Polish citizens, were given priority. Of the 106 members of the Czech Philharmonic, which is currently on tour in Japan, only the 11 women and 30 other male musicians were able to leave. David Maracek is the director of the orchestra and oversaw their relocation from Tokyo to the western city of Kanazawa when radioactivity from the Fukushima nuclear plant began to reach the capital.
We asked for our flights to be changed immediately after the earthquake was reported so that we could leave as soon as possible. And naturally, the planes were hopelessly full. So that is why we have stayed until now. The other reason is that the aftershocks in Tokyo were not too dangerous, and the media was reporting that the situation in the power plant was under control, which has changed. So the priority has been to get our people to a place where there is no immediate danger to their health.
Director of the Czech Philharmonic, David Maracek, telling Czech radio earlier Wednesday how he, like thousands of others, is leaving Tokyo as the situation at the 220-kilometer distant nuclear power plant worsens. The orchestra was meant to be playing at several sites where the damage was worst, the city of Sendai near the epicenter of the 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami has been devastated. In the central eastern city of Kawasaki, the roof of the concert hall was destroyed. The remaining 65 members of the Czech Philharmonic will be waiting in Kanazawa until Sunday, when they will be returning via a normal commercial flight if the army transport planes are not sent back. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has promised that more planes will be sent if the situation requires it. For the time being, though, the spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Vít Kolář, told Radio Prague that the embassy is not in any way overwhelmed with requests for evacuation.
I think it's a regular request, and we could expect it. Just one thing is really, really important and difficult, to get all the information about the Czech citizens in Japan and to get them on time to the airport.
So I guess you can't say at this point whether another plane or more planes will be sent to Czech citizens.
We will see. It depends on the situation. We register about 15 more requests since yesterday. Unfortunately, 25 seats have remained unoccupied because some of the Czech citizens didn't show at the departure or just canceled departure a few minutes before.
And you haven't received any reports of any Czechs who are missing or seriously injured?
Not yet, thanks God.
As far as humanitarian assistance is concerned, the planes were carrying none, and humanitarian aid from the Czech Republic directly is unlikely. Japan asked the European Union itself for aid, namely financial assistance, on Tuesday evening, and that is reportedly already being coordinated. The EU has asked its member states to offer what they can. How much the Czech Republic will contribute to that is not yet certain.
Christian Falvey reporting there on army planes bringing back Czechs and others from Japan following the earthquake and tsunami.